Okay, let's continue to learn Perek Beis in Maseches Brachos. We're up to Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. Let's go. So in the previous Mishnah, in Perek Beis Mishnah Hey, we learned about an example where Rabban Gamliel decided to take something upon himself to go above and beyond, even though it was the night of his wedding, and a person who's on the night of his wedding is potter, is not obligated, is exempt from reciting Kriya Shema. He decided to take that upon himself. We're going to learn now two examples in both Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin of an example where Rabbi Gamliel also did something that seemed to be against something that he had otherwise taught his students. Says the Mishnah, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, Rachatz Laila HaRishon Shemesa Ishto. Rabbi Gamliel took a hot bath. He immersed himself in hot water on the night that his wife had passed away. Unfortunately, his wife had passed away, and on that night, he immersed himself. In warm or hot water. Amrlo Talmidav, his student, said to him, again in a very respectful way, just asking him, Loli ma detanu Rabbeinu, Rabbi, didn't you teach us? Sha'avel aser lirchos, that an avel, that a mourner, that someone who just lost a relative, especially during Shiva, your wife just passed away, that it's aser, that it's forbidden for such a person to immerse himself in water, in hot water, to take a warm bath. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Gamliel responded to his students, Eini kishar kol adam, I am not like an ordinary person, I'm not like everybody else. Istanisani, I'm an extra sensitive person, I'm an extra delicate person. There are certain areas in halacha, for example, when it comes to taking showers or washing ourselves during the 9 days as well. You're technically not supposed to take shower during the 9 days, but we apply this area of an istanis. We assume that nowadays, most people, not only Rabbi Gamliel, but most people are considered an istanis. We're delicate, we're sensitive, we need to be clean. We can't go 9 days without taking a shower. So Rabbi Gamliel says, the reason why, you're right, normally you shouldn't take a shower, you shouldn't immerse yourself the night that your relative passes away, but I'm an istanis, I'm extra sensitive to being clean, and therefore that's why I did what I did. Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Ukeshemes Tavi Avdu, another example, when his beloved servant Tavi passed away, Kibel alav tanchumen. He received comforters, people to comfort him, to make him feel good, to basically pay a shiva call, if you will, towards him. If anyone here has been to a funeral, what happens is you have the mourners walking through. There are basically two lines that are set up of people who attend the funeral, who attend the burial, and the mourners walk through those two lines and say Hamokim Yinachem Eschem B'sok Shar Avle Tzion V'Yerushalayim, hoping to comfort those who are mourning. So Rabbi Gamliel did that, but not for his father or his mother or his wife or his children. He did that for his servant. Amr Lo Talmidav. His students said to their Rebbe, again respectfully, Loli ma detanu Rabbeinu, Rebbe, did our Rebbe not teach us? She'ein mekablin tanchum al ha'avadim, that we don't accept upon ourselves these comforters, these people who are here coming to console us, to make us feel better for avadim. It's really only for close relatives. Amar lahem, Rabbi Gamliel responded to his students, Ein Tavi Avdi Kishar Kol HaAvadim. My beloved servant Tavi is not like regular Avadim. You're right, I did teach that. But that was by regular servants, by regular Avadim. Says Rabbi Gamliel, Kosher Haya, he was special. The Gemara is throughout Shas. There are many, many examples of Tavi, the beloved servant of Rabbi Gamliel, acting in a holy, pious, righteous way. And that's what Rabbi Gamliel is saying here. My servant Avi was holy, he was special, and I really felt close to him, and therefore I'm going to accept these Tanchumen. I'm going to accept these people who are going to offer their condolences to me. Have a great day.